The city continues to search for ways to close a loophole that allows developers to build high-rises with separate entrances for lower-income tenants. Until then, WNYC's Janet Babin reports the administration is approving these projects with caveats.
It could take months to change zoning laws that can permit separate entrances for lower-income tenants. Until then, the administration's begun to use the so-called poor door to at least get concessions from developers. Like at 1 West End Avenue, it'll have a poor door, but the city negotiated to add permanently affordable apartments. City officials say developer Larry Silverstein and partners will set aside extra money to keep the rents permanently low. Additionally, some common charges paid by the market-rate tenants will subsidize the building's affordable units. Last month, the city revealed it had approved a poor door at another West Side tower. After a public outcry, officials vowed to change the rules. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.